Thank you.
3 grams. That would be 3/28 of an ounce. And that river at its head would render that river useless for drinking, for fishing. And if it gets into the ecological system, the food chain, the egg of the bird that ate the plankton will have 2,000 times the radiation level of the plankton. It compounds itself. It absolutely expands itself. So there is nothing left in your food chain that is untouched by this. You cannot contain it. And your instruments for measurement are not sensitive enough to pick it up. That is intentional. They can say this power plant over here is perfect. Look, we use all these look. And it's too late, precious. In your time of counting, it's too late to reverse it. So when once, now the world is convinced this is true. Now they want to get rid of several elements of population. And they've learned to create life forms, crystalline life forms. So they create something, and we're going to call it HIV virus. If you had a man who has been radioactively poisoned, and you put him in the bed next to the man with AIDS dying, you will not be able to tell the difference. You are being killed by radiation, radioactivity, period. And you may as well not even consider what they call these things. And when a Jack Cole says, well, why don't you give us the cure for cancer and I will believe who you are. I'm going to give you the cure for cancer now and let's see how many believe who I am. You must wipe out all radioactivity because you are radioactivity poisoning your whole species. Well, I didn't mean that way. Well, you're not going to cure cancer. You're going to just keep creating. And look how you treat it. How do you treat it? You radiate it. So at best, you're buying a little time from that one tumor, aren't you? This isn't to dump a load on you. Jermaine is a very practical man. He was when he experienced on your place, he hasn't changed a bit. He moved. And he's going to tell you exactly how it is. And he will tell you what to do about it. But he isn't to paint the picture with a brush that hides it any longer. Some of you have to know the truth. Because you can ask for the shielding, you can ask for the protection, and we will take a remnant through. And when it gets too hot down there, and Dorma said it already has, we'll get you off there. And if there are no more than the ones in this room, so be it. We also know that there is capability of getting all life forms off your planet, or at least all humanoids. The life forms themselves in the elements of seed have already been removed, already being nurtured, already reproducing itself. And if the planet itself must be sacrificed to a hull or to a gaseous ball, it will also be retained. And at some point, as it is recovering, it will be rebuilt. But you can see, starting from a gaseous state, that God probably is not going to change it. He's already created its newness. It doesn't mean he will unthink it. It means he will put it aside in his thoughts for it to take some kind of evolution. Those are the things you don't have to worry about. They're certainly not the things that you have to sit and ponder and write down and struggle with. Except that God knows what he's doing. And if you are part of God's plan, you know that the plan will work. That's enough. That doesn't mean I don't want you trying to understand it if you have time. But if you are giving up your work to go huddle in the corner and concern over this, then your focus is not correct. And if all you can think about is, I must get Jimmy trained, and I must get Susie understanding, and I must get Mary, and then there's Uncle Harry, and he won't listen. And I try, and I try, and I try, leave Uncle Harry alone. Quit picking at him. He's not on your journey. And if he wants on your journey, you have done what you can. And remember something else. If you push too hard, that wall will get thicker and thicker and thicker. Because nobody wants to hear this. But if you leave it, and you live it, others want it. And then they will look at it. And in the proper time, if they are ever going to, they will do so. It's a trait of humans. Push, push, push. I better outthink God. I better do something about this. Well, why don't we do this? Why doesn't God do this? God is going to do exactly what God chooses to do. And if you cannot release that portion of it to God, then you're just going to struggle and struggle and struggle, and the journey is going to be harder. And it is through this route of hanging on to that which is not your problem that causes so much unrest and pain within the group of workers. You have to start by thinking of it in terms of another's business or what another is doing. Whatever Bob is doing and Susie are doing impacts each other because they live together. But even in some instances in their life, what she does is none of his business. Only as they affect each other does it become the other's business. But what Preston does is absolutely no business of Susie. And if you are not fulfilling your job while you are attending what someone else may or may not be doing that you perceive they should or should not, you're bringing great pain and a very heavy burden unto self. Because it's something you don't have to do. But I'm afraid that Princeton won't make it. Well, he's a grown boy. Mature or adult has nothing to do with it. He's grown. So it still becomes none of your business. And I have a feeling that he can work it out very well with God. He certainly doesn't have to live up to any standards set by another human being. He does have to live within the laws of the structured codes of the land. Or he goes to jail. Or he gets tickets. Or whatever. Lawful or unlawful. And then you do have to live within the laws of God, which also causes you to live in harmony with your fellow man if you practice them. So it works out very nicely. Either way, if you leave it to God. And each tries to meet his commitment to God. And I hear you thinking, you're getting us ready, aren't you? Yes, I am, as fast as I can, because I'll tell you, it's free will choice of man, and what is planned by the men that you don't know. Is incredible. I am not joshing you. The full intent is to make enough fuss about Saddam Hussein hiding stuff that in the beginning they said he didn't have. Remember? Didn't even have the capability, and that's why we've got to knock him out so that a few years down the road you won't have nuclear war. Right? Now they plan to go in and drop a nuclear bomb on one of those so-called installations. So they went in there, and sure enough, he had hit it in there and it detonated. They're going to blame him while they start a nuclear war. Painful, isn't it? And you know who's got it planned? The Israelis. They will use one of your planes. They will fly from one of their bases. Because you see, they are not allowed to have a base in Saudi Arabia. At some point, the Arab nation is going to rise up in spite of the weaponry that you have. And you cannot stand any more radiation. You see, by 1962, it was going to be irreversible. And the testing was being done above ground. Remember, all you old people? They wiped out the Bikini Islands.
Question.
I was here.
Somebody said in 1942 there was a nuclear bomb that was dropped in San Francisco. And they're investigating. They said German soldiers were there and they're buried up there right now. And I had somebody comment on the radio yesterday. And they said it looked exactly like a nuclear bomb at this point. Nobody knew what happened, but there were a lot of people who were affected.
Are you talking about a detonated one?
A detonated one. Were you aware of that?
Well, I'd have to go and look. There are a lot of things that you ones are not aware of that do happen.
That was the Fort Chicago incident,
wasn't it? Yes, it was the Fort Chicago incident.
I remember it was in the paper, but they didn't say it was radioactive.
They didn't say that, but some newspaper men are investigating. They say that may have been the first bomb, and there was five German officers that are buried in a one of the cemeteries up there that happened at the same time and seemed to be totally covered up, and they said it had to be, as far as they could determine, it was a nuclear bomb.
Well, friends, in your early 50s, you had a complete and total electrical power plant, atomic power plant meltdown in the United States of America. It's incredible to believe these things could be hidden. Pay attention to the motion pictures, because these are only going to be a few incidences that they were unable to cover, and they will downgrade it. You see, they will say, well, we made some mistakes. We thought. But your Western United States, right here where you are, it's everywhere. There's no point in it. I'm not going to isolate. This would just bring a little terror. And it isn't worthy of it. Because your problem is that radiation seeks its own, which basically means it is headed for the sun. So it is in your stratosphere. And as that layer builds and builds and builds, what was discussed by of the rain or the coming back from of radioactivity is that's what rain or the coming back from space of radioactivity is that's what is being talked about. It is so much of it that it has a tendency to coalesce, and then it gets heavy, you see. And as its weight increases, then it begins to fall, seeking heaviness again. And all you have to do is look at your atmosphere. Right here, this day, watch the sunset. On a clear day, watch the sunset. You have so much ash in the air, in your atmosphere, from Pinatubo and Unza, that you will have a remarkable sunset every day. And if ash can move around your world, radioactivity is just there like that. And your stratosphere is a belt of radioactivity that we don't even like to pass through. Because you may as well face it, this is damaging to your fellow travelers. They can protect themselves and the craft. And some of us move through it in thought projection. But none of us like to sit in your atmosphere. Because it's a building thing. And I don't care what you think will contain it, nothing will contain it.
Question. Why would any souls want to come to Earth as babies through the natural birth process in these times?
For experience, for lessons, hopefully for change. To produce change. Each one has its own contract. Many of the children being birthed today are literally not of God's projection. They are resultant of tampering and murder and other things that you do. There is no way to go in and express why a given child would be born, say, in Ethiopia to starve to death. And maybe its only purpose is to make you aware. You see, you measure everything in your universe by what you can comprehend. And you can't comprehend it. Because nothing else responds in your mind. You can only witness world by what you can perceive and how it touches you. And that child in Ethiopia may only bring a moment's joy to a mother. Or maybe its sadness is a projection to the world, and someone is touched and returns to God through that experience. This is why God says, don't judge. Discern. You don't have to preach the universe, precious. That's what the books are for. So, yes, what you're doing is getting some response now, because man can see that maybe if I do this, I can do something. And it has to start where you can do something. And then comes the knowledge of how you can do more and more and more. You cannot start at this level and tell them what I just told you. They will, first of all, refuse to accept it. Then when they do, they will try to get you and shut you up because they don't want to hear it. Knowledge and comprehension must come in gradual steps. But I cannot keep my own teachers, my own leaders, from the knowledge just so that you will not go and speak too advanced to the ones. I hear you. I hear you. Where do you start with 35 journals?
I guess you just keep going as if you know about that.
You just go as if you are a publisher and you have access to these books. And you know that if you don't save that constitution, do something about your America, touch them where they can accept it. And then let them come into the knowledge. I'm torn because we do not have the ability to write a history in every express and yet taken out of context. From where we started to where we are, that is a real shocker to pick up one of these expresses today. Now, that is a mind blower. And this is why we write a lot of the things that are coming about. We don't deal with this subject. Overly is toying with putting some of this into a journal. I mean, into an express. That may or may not be the right thing to do. But a lot of people, you see, are going to grasp onto this. In the scientific community, the ones seeking for something approved are going to see it. And that's basically what the original journals and information is for, to reach the ones who are waiting for the trigger information that says, aha, this is what I've been waiting for. I knew this. I know this. Well, think about poor scientists who know this to be true because nothing else you've done works. Only bits and pieces of it work. And always note what happens with it. We'll just use it for peaceful reasons. Well, there is no peaceful use of atomic energy. None. If you never had a bomb, you would destroy your planet with it. But man comes along and he uses it for power and control, and he makes bombs out of it. And this is something that is like teaching an advanced postgraduate course to the kindergarten child, and you will lose your audience. And our point is not to lose the audience, but to create a desire in them to get the word. And then you're going to have the ones who are, quote, religious. And they're going to take, and they called his name Emmanuel, and they're going to object. It's very tedious. You just have to ask for guidance, Desiree, every moment. You're doing wondrously well. And you're going to be set up for the fear barrage constantly. You were not here. I know what's happened. This is to terrify. And you can look at it from both sides and have a healthy respect for it. I hear you. Oh, shit. They're after me. But let me tell you, if they bother to be after you, you are really doing some good work. Those people do not kick dead dogs, my friend. And you keep that shield up, and you're going to see some miracles that even Mr. Cole may learn to appreciate. If I could get your mind trained, there is nothing they can throw at you that can touch you. You want to call it Superman who deflects bullets? Well, I want to tell you something. If your mind could override your senses of what you think you see, you would know that they cannot hit you with a bullet. A bullet does not move. It forms the shaft. And the compression and the expansion and the spiraling electricity, the pressure, it is totally still. Only that which is pressure against it moves. And how can that kill you? Not so. The senses, human senses, tell you that bullet is going to get me. Not if you don't want it to. Because it's not going anywhere. It is not going anywhere. It is a metallic object with no power whatsoever. It is just sitting there. And everything else that happens with it is perception. And all of it is being explained in absolute detail with pictures. What you have done with that speeding bullet is nothing. It simply forms a shaft around which a tornado begins to form. Now, I know that doesn't make you feel secure, because you're not there yet. And until you're there, you must depend on our shielding. So you ask it in. You keep it in. That I'm going to just now turn on the light bulb. That means you are demanding it. And therefore, you are forming it around self. And whether you wish their aim to be bad, I don't care what you have to. project to make them meet until you come into your total understanding of exactly what you have power over. You use it. A really good one is you want to have a little fun in reverse it.
You could say that gun jam.
Whatever. You just so magnificently underestimate the power that you hold. And yet, if you hold all that power, what do? They make gods out of you. Or devils, or whatever. You have to live in the human format to work with a human being, or our work will not stand. It will be falling into decay, exactly as all other work so far put upon this place.
Are you and Jermaine, either of you are in cooperation, going to produce a journal that would be directed only at science? None of the other essential elements except, say, the radioactivity and the concept of the speeding bullet. Those are the people who could understand and the ones who could possibly be more influential. Whereas Desiree and George would not have the real knowledge of physics that you do, and therefore would really not be able to present it as well, but mainly they're not addressing audiences where the majority of the people attending would be able to assimilate that information anyway.
That's why I say to continue, and when we to continue as they are and not try to explain a shaft versus a focus of a nuclear.
Right, but are you going to make the thrust towards the scientific community, say the National Academy of Science?
Absolutely no.
No?
No. I want to tell you that the last people in this world that will listen is the National Academy of Science. Mm-hmm. They are the ones who buried Nikola Tesla. That is not where you make your approach. You make your approach to ones who believe in God. And then that information will flow. These are as technical journals as you're ever going to find anywhere, but they're not written that way. And they're not written except for an overall understanding, and hidden within the paragraph will be the message to the one who needs to hear. And we'll make sure he gets it. For one thing, if these things have to come very carefully. Remember Copernicus. They didn't like him telling the world that the Earth was not the center of the solar system. And they burned people at stake for that. That is not the approach. We don't intend to have anybody burn this stake. We're through with that. We're through with martyrs. Maybe there was a time when that was the thing to do and experience on this place. It is no longer the thing. The ones who need to get this information are searching for it, waiting for it, tinkering, hoping to find it. If it were just presented to you and you could go sit down at your table and make your drawing and then go and build it, it wouldn't last 15 minutes, and neither would you. And therefore, that's why there are 35 journals already, and there will be more. And this is why we're calling it Connection from the Pleiades, this particular source, because this is what is already crafted in your sister galaxy. already widespread absolute knowledge. And it starts with your relationship with God and the wave of pulse system of being the thought projection of God. That man must come into knowing, or he cannot make it out of here. You do not need the specific details. You have to have the concept. And therefore, I cannot even selectively give it to a scientific group or a religious group. These are staged groups already set in their belief system. You would think that the scientific community would be open. You would think that the UFO community would at least come over here to meet me, just to see. But they know they project lies, and they know I am truth, and they will not do it. Even though they could come, and then they could really have a story to tell. But what do they want? They want a miracle. Well, God will never give you the kind of miracle you expect. Mr. Cole said, "Zap me, and I will know." He got zapped, and he didn't even know it.
That's how he did. 3 days off, and the inspector the next 3 days, and then the second day was
fine. Okay. We won't really spread that around. I'd really get nervous if I were people like that. Don't tempt God. I got my ears pinned a little yesterday. I was really aggravated. I am really aggravated at what you want have to tolerate. And I know what's coming. And I know what's there. And I know what's going on. And I know that you are going to have to find it out. And so when I came for the greeting in the morning, I was a bit blunt. I don't like to be referred to as a space jerk, because that is an insulting. I can find it humorous, but I want to tell you something. I have a crew that has been stationed around this place of insanity for their whole life experience. And I object to them being called space jerks. And I especially object to it being put like this. Why don't you damn space jerks do something about this? Well, I want to tell you something. There isn't one space jerk anywhere who needs to do anything about you. We didn't make your mess for you. Well, God has to. God doesn't have to do anything. What does God have to do? Where does God have to eat? Anywhere he pleases. And you will not tell him what he will do. You may self-discipline yourself and bring forth the God within self, and then you demand that you do something. And then we have the physicists and the scientists who come onto the radio and say, this man is a fraud, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. And I know, because I'm an expert, that I'm a physicist. And I repeat BS in a great big capital letter. Your entire scientific concept and foundation is absolutely wrong. Period. And you could not go anywhere but into destruction, traveling the way you have. When you start with the wrong knowledge, or lack of it, perception, theory, then you make it a scientific law, whether it's right or wrong, and you base everything you do on that assumption, you are going to destroy your world. Because the results compound themselves constantly. And at some point, everything reaches its point of no return. Irreversibility. There are billions of vacant planets and stars in the universe. Billions upon trillions. Having done the same things you've done. And you will not bring your idiotic nonsense into the universe. You are infants. And if ones choose to perish as infants, they will simply learn that it didn't pay. And God will allow that. You better believe it. And I like to use the equation of a little child, a three-year-old. Two-year-old is better. Going to just can't, mother. Don't go through that door. Don't go through that gate. There's a pile of rubble there and you'll hurt yourself. But there's really nothing there to cut it or really damage it. And the little child pushes and pushes and mother says, don't do it. Don't do it or you will get hurt. A wise mother will let that child go right on, push its way through that door, fall into the rubble, and hurt itself. That's exactly what God will do. Because I also can tell you the good side of the coin. God knows that you're not going to get hurt badly, no matter what you do. You will learn your lesson. He will not let you be blown away, incinerated through radioactivity. If at all possible, you will be walled off, removed from the planet, dead or body, and you will be placed appropriately to continue your growth and your lessons. And maybe the next planet you will be a little bit more careful with.
Excuse me, Commander.